Lynchburg police say the shooting death of a 16-year-old 2 weeks ago was both drug and gang-related. It was part of a string of violent events that began back in March. Lieutenant T.C. Clemens says the approximate 500 gang members in Lynchburg are not just neighborhood groups, but part of larger organizations.
The overwhelming majority of the approximately 20 identified groups of gangs do have national connections and national ties.
Officer Clemens says the violence that happens is between gangs and their members.
The majority of the gangs will actually say that in their rules and regulations that most of them, you know, have to learn and some of them will go by, they say that, you know, they do not target non-gang members.
The worry for police is that the public may get caught in the crossfire. The recent spate of shootings includes firing into occupied homes and on streets. It's easy to think that from television and video, gang members can easily be spotted and avoided, but Clemens says that's not true here.
You could see guys walking around with different colored flags and things like that, overtly and proudly displaying their membership. It seems now that the majority of the members have kind of gone to more subtle means.
Things like tattoos or even the way they lace their shoes can show their gang affiliation. Clemens says gangs can be found anywhere in Virginia, and their department, as do others and the state, have public education programs to not only bring awareness, but also to intervene and hopefully stop gang recruitment. I'm Tab O'Neill.